Our second scripture reading this morning continues in the Gospel of Matthew. I will jump back just to where Jack had left off from Matthew 18 before moving ahead to Matthew 19. So at the end of the first passage we heard Jesus say, "Whoever becomes humble like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me." Now later, little children were being brought to Jesus in order that he might lay his hands on them and pray. The disciples spoke sternly to those who brought them. But Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me and do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of heaven belongs." And he laid his hands on them and went on his way. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Well, this morning we enter into the final week of a sermon series where we have been looking at the art of good neighboring. What does it mean to love our neighbor as ourselves? And over the past few weeks, we've been talking about some of the practical ways that we can love those closest to us in very godlike ways. We've talked about the gifts of generosity, the gifts of hospitality. We've talked about what it means to be invested in a community. This morning, we come to one final quality of good neighbors. It's the gift of authenticity. We're going to look at this quality, but before we do, will you join with me in a word of prayer? Have thine own way, O Lord, have thine own way. For you, O God, are a potter. We are your clay. Melt us and mold us, make us and use us, have thine own way. Amen. Well, there's a story pastors absolutely love to tell. A story about a young boy who was standing in the back of a sanctuary one Sunday morning, fixated on a large and distinguished-looking plaque that was hanging on the wall. And now on the plaque were a list of several dozen names, and beside each name was a tiny American flag. The boy was fascinated by what he saw. He turned to his pastor. He asked them what this plaque was all about, and the pastor responded by saying the plaque was honoring all of those church members over the years who had died while in the service. The boy's eyes got large. Fear flushed over his face. He said, "Pastor, did that happen at the early service or was it the 11 o'clock service?" Great American humorist Mark Twain once said, "Children and fools are the only two people who always tell the truth." It's what makes children so beautiful. It's also what makes them so very uncomfortable. There's a radical honesty to children all the time. Whether we want them to be honest or not, they are. After all, whatever a child is thinking, they will say out loud in public. Whatever emotion a child is feeling, well, they will express in whatever setting they are in. There's a radical authenticity when it comes to children. They are themselves 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, no matter who they are with. And maybe that's why Jesus said the kingdom of heaven belongs to children. It's because there's a type of heavenly joy when you're that comfortable in your own skin. It is freeing to be yourself in that way. Do you remember what that was like as a child? Do you remember what it was like when you weren't concerned what clothes you were wearing or how other people perceived you? You didn't care if you had two different socks on. You didn't care if your belt matched your shoes. You woke up every day and you wore whatever it is you wanted to wear and you always looked fabulous. Do you remember that? Do you remember what it was like not to be ashamed of your emotions? How you could cry over something trivial or laugh at the wrong time and no one criticized you for it? Instead, they told you it was okay, that whatever you were feeling, it was okay. Do you remember that? Do you remember what it was like to wake up each morning and the only job you had that day was just to be you? It's the kingdom of heaven. It belongs to children because there is freedom in that kind of authenticity. Of course, a strange thing happens to children over time. Over time, enough time passes and they grow up. And that childlike confidence in who they are, well, over time, it can slowly begin to fade. Now, maybe it happened with you when you first went to school. Maybe it happened with you even earlier than that. But at some point in your life, you learned that it wasn't always safe to express whatever was inside of you to the outside world. At some point, you started to hold back. So you had thoughts, but you didn't feel comfortable sharing them. So you had emotions, but you didn't feel comfortable expressing them. Slowly, as we age, there's a type of division that begins to take place within a person. You see, there's an outer life that develops for you, and then there's an inner life that develops. The outer life, that's who you are to the outside world, who the world wants you to be. The outer life, it's your roles, your responsibilities, it's your status within the community. And the inner life, that's who God created you to be. The inner life, it's your longings, your deepest desires, it's your greatest fears. See, over time, that freedom you had to express your inner life to the outer world, it begins to fade. Over time, we begin to focus so much on our outer life that, some days you can forget who you are on the inside. I'm reminded of the story of Gary Oldman. Maybe you know Gary Oldman. He's the great method actor. He's been in over 65 movies over the last four decades. He's played everyone from Dracula to Pontius Pilate to Commissioner Gordon in the Batman series. Now, in 2011, Gary Oldman was cast to play a British spy by the name of George Smiley in the Academy Award-winning film, Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy. Now, Oldman, he's from London originally. Only when he arrived on set to play this British spy, he was instructed by the director of the movie that he needed to go and take voice lessons. And why? Well, the director said that he no longer had a British accent. You see, he'd spent so many years playing different people. He spent so many years living into so many different roles that, well, over time, he had lost his native tongue. It can happen to us all. You play enough different roles in your life, you act out enough different parts, eventually you lose your own voice, eventually you stop sounding like yourself. So Jesus said to his disciples, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Now notice, when Jesus taught his disciples about the kingdom of heaven, he did not tell them that they needed to become better in order to enter the kingdom of heaven. He didn't tell them they needed to bone up their resume or make a good first impression to enter the kingdom of heaven. Instead, when he taught his disciples about the kingdom of heaven, he said they needed to become like little children. They needed to become the person God created them at the very beginning of the world to be. Jesus told them in order to enter the kingdom of heaven, they had to tear down that dividing wall that separated the inner life from the outer life and to live a fully integrated life, fully authentic, fully yourself, just like a child, he said, because the kingdom of heaven, it belongs to children. Maybe you're familiar with the Möbius strip. It's a geometric phenomenon that was discovered by a mathematician in the 19th century. Now, from the outside looking in, the Möbius strip is very simple. It's a circle with a half twist in it. But what makes this shape so unique is this. Now, unlike other three-dimensional objects, the Möbius strip only has one side. You take your finger and you trace it, and what you realize is, over time, the inside becomes the outside, the outside becomes the inside. It is a fully integrated structure. An author by the name of Parker Palmer once said, "The Christian life is nothing more than living life on that Möbius strip." It's a life of authenticity. It's a life where there is no division between what's inside of you and what's outside of you. Instead, it was living as you were created to be, not afraid, not running, not trying to hide anything. It's living life as children of God. You know, we spent this past month talking about what it means to be a good neighbor. We've given you a calendar with dozens of practical ways for you to love your neighbors well. But here's what your neighbors really need from you today. More than anything else, your neighbors need you to be you. Your neighbors need you to live authentically in the world, just as God created you to be. After all, Jesus said, "A house divided against itself, it will not stand, and a person divided within herself cannot stand either." Your neighbors need you to be you. They need you to live with that consistency that allows you to experience the childlike joy of being yourself in every context, because here's the thing. If you live authentically, the authentic life God created you to live, well, it invites them to do the same. If you show them what life on that Möbius strip is all about, it invites them to live in the same way. And once you taste that freedom, the freedom of living in the kingdom of heaven, once you taste that freedom of living your authentic self back in the world around you, well, there is no going back again. A couple weeks ago, I was talking with a friend of mine who was in his second year of recovery from a drug and alcohol addiction that just about derailed his life. He said to me, "David, you know, when I first got clean, I made it a point to only hang out with other people in recovery because they understood what was going on in my life. They made it easy for me to share." But he said, as time went on and my social circle began to expand, things got more difficult. "Now, I knew I needed to be transparent," he said. "I needed to tell other people about my past. I didn't want to lie because so much of my life up until that point had been based on lies. I knew I didn't want to go back there again. But it was hard. It was hard to open up and share. I mean, who wants to relive their darkest days?" But then one day, he said, "One day I took the leap. One day I opened up to others about my struggles. I told them about what God had done in my life, what God was doing in my life. And when I was done," he said, "when I was done, I felt so free." Yes, unless you change and become like little children, Jesus said, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. That is the joy of the undivided life. That is the joy of living life on the Möbius strip. And that is exactly what this world needs more of. After all, never forget, only children and fools are brave enough to tell the truth. May you live with such bravery in your life this day. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, amen. Will you pray with me? Loving God, we thank you that indeed you come to us. You love us as we are, as you created us to be. And forgive us, O Lord, for those moments when we have forgotten ourselves, when we've drifted in life to try and be someone else, someone the world tells us we need to be. Help us return. Return to that childlike joy of living authentically in the world you have given us. Help us to invite others to do the same. Amen.